Why we should expect the Bank of England to raise rates. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney was upbeat about the UK economy this week. At his speech in Newcastle on Thursday, the BOE chief said that the incoming data have given me greater confidence that the softness of UK activity in the first quarter was largely due to the weather, not the economic climate. He went on to say that the economy had developed in line with what the bank expected back in May, with demand growing at rates slightly above those of supply and domestic cost pressures building. While he wasn't specific about when the central bank's next hike in interest rate would come, he did say that more of the same from the economy would warrant an ongoing tightening of monetary policy over the next few years would be appropriate to return inflation suitably to its target. Given these comments and the past voting behavior of the BOE's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, markets are now pricing in an 80% chance of an interest rise at the August meeting, as the chart in the document shows. While we agree that a rate hike is on its way soon from the MPC, we don't quite share the apparent optimism on the UK economy. Mr. Carney pointed out that indicators of household spending and sentiment have bounced back strongly from recent weakness. But last week, the GfK Consumer Confidence Index fell unexpectedly to a reading of -9, 2 points down from the previous month. Furthermore, we would argue that the previous drop in household spending seems to have been more down to inflation from rising petrol prices and a falling pound rather than the weather. We don't expect sentiment to improve much in the near term either. The constant drip of stories about firms moving jobs away from the UK because of Brexit uncertainty is likely to stop consumer confidence getting any better than tepid. Given this, we see the UK consumer as more stable than strong, and not quite enough to warrant Carney's outlook. But the economy should still be able to withstand the BOE's next hike. House prices, a key pillar of consumer demand, though, through are no longer coming under extreme pressure in the southeast and are in fact increasing in many of the regions. And as long as falls remain small and not destabilizing, the MPC will be able to focus on the factor that does seem strong, business confidence. On that front, things are looking better. A rebound in business sentiment, especially among manufacturers, is visible in the latest data. As we've mentioned before, we believe this is largely to do with the weakness of sterling, which gives British exporters a price advantage over their European competitors. Since the referendum 2 years ago, the health of manufacturers seems to have really neatly followed the value of the pound, strengthening when it falls and weakening when it rises. Now is no different. The current bout of sterling weakness is helping British businesses, but that's also dependent on the strength of the European consumer. Thankfully, we seem to have entered into a virtuous or but uneasy cycle at the moment. European exporters are being boosted by the euro's recent weakening against the dollar, which in turn boosts their consumers. This then increases demand for British goods, which helps the UK economy. As long as all these dynamics remain in place, a rate rise from the BOE seems justified. The vote at the MPC's last meeting was unexpectedly close, with BOE chief economist Andy Haldane voting for a rise. That suggests a change of view from within the bank's own research, and so we should expect a more upbeat message in August. One thing to note, however, is that MPC members are characteristically reluctant to opt for a change in monetary policy during August meetings due to the summer holiday effect. So while we do expect the MPC to raise rates soon, it might not be until September that we see liftoff. Whatever the case, the BOE looks set to begin the monetary tightening procedure in earnest and slowly return to the old normal regime in interest rates. That may cause some unexpected teething problems up ahead, but should ultimately be a good thing for the economy, not least because it will gradually remove the risks that arise from the side effects of ultra-cheap credit, like asset bubbles and low incentives to save.